How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a man who became the leader of his country because he dared to challenge the legends and traditions of his race. But first, a word from your announcer. Now, there's something worth thinking about. Step with me behind the scenes to the little Chinese village of Choi Hung, the village of the Blue Valley. We see an old man sawing a heavy timber. Helping him at his task is a typical small boy of the country class. Father and son are in earnest conversation. Father, said the lad, is it true what Chin Hu and his brothers say about the ocean men that live in a country far away called America? The old man stopped his work and mopped the perspiration from his wrinkled brow. I don't know, my son. What do they say? The lad looked up at his father, building his dreams as he spoke. They say that these people are not ruled by a Manchu king as we are, but they choose their own ruler, whom they call president. And this president has no power to arrest his people when they're honest, or to take away their money or their homes. The old man nodded. That is so, Sun Wen. Your brother is in Honolulu, a city on an island that's part of America. He owns a store there and is making much money. He wants you to visit him. At 13, Sun Wen journeyed to Honolulu to live with his brother. It was a new and exciting life. Here he met and mingled with the ocean men, the white folk of the East. They possessed a gift unknown in his own country, freedom under the law. If only that precious gift could be brought to the people of China. Sun Wen spent 3 years with his brother in Honolulu. Those years were good to him, for he now had a command of English, a facility in mathematics, and an understanding of history. Dark Ho was very proud of his young brother, but he often noted that there was something going on inside the child's mind that wasn't good. You're becoming too westernized, he warned him, for a respectable Chinese. Sun Wen retorted, that's the trouble with us. We've been respectable too long. The Manchus have been holding a whip over us for centuries. I want to see China a country of free men, like the United States. Dark Ho argued with his younger brother. This is dangerous talk. You want to change the course of centuries. You're fighting against our sacred Chinese traditions. I'm going back to our home in the village of the Blue Valley, declared Sun Wen. Perhaps there will be someone there who will listen to me. Sun Wen returned to his native village, but not to a quiet life. At every chance, he lectured against the cruel tyranny of the Manchu government. He became an outlaw with a price on his head. He always managed to stay a step ahead of his enemies, striking, then disappearing, until his pursuers gave him the name of the Flying Ghost. But before we conclude the story of this son of China, a word from your announcer. Time after time, Sun Wen struck blows for the liberation of his country, and at every blow came closer to final success. But wars cost money, and Sun Wen journeyed to the United States to collect funds for his venture. One day he picked up a newspaper and saw a headline that made his heart leap. Wu Chang, occupied by revolutionists. His dream had been realized. The Manchu power was over, and China was free. Sun Wen was inaugurated as the first president of the Chinese Republic under his adult name, Sun Yat-sen. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again Monday at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.